March the 16th, 2012. Boating tragedy. A 12-meter fishing boat with 9 people on board capsized in Fovo Strait on Wednesday night around midnight. This was only an hour after it left Bluff near Invercargill. Nobody realized that the boat had capsized and sunk until 2 p.m. on Thursday when it didn't arrive at Stewart Island. One man was found by the Coast Guard boat at 6 p.m. yesterday, Thursday, after he had been in the 13-degree water for 18 hours. He was on the deck at midnight when the wind changed to southerly. A sudden huge wave, possibly 6 meters high, turned the boat over. For the next 2 hours, he climbed onto the hull of the boat, which was upside down in the water. Then the boat sank, but a petrol can floated near him, and he held onto that. He was not wearing a life jacket. His tongue is swollen, his eyes are red and sore, and he was suffering from hypothermia, but he is in hospital now and recovering. 4 bodies were found today. A Navy camera found the boat on the bottom of the ocean, but no bodies near it. 4 more people are missing, including a 7-year-old child. The passengers were from Invercargill. They were going to the Muttonbird Islands near Stewart Island. This is the time of year when they catch muttonbirds. The Maori word is titi. They are seabirds. They are used for food and their feathers. The sea in Fovo Strait can be dangerous. 17 people have drowned in Fovo Strait since 2006. 14 of those 17 people were going to the Muttonbird Islands or coming back after catching muttonbirds.